基督磐石我稳踏，其他地位是流沙。
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
愿早晨我们都能够记得这首诗歌的副歌所告诉我们的。
May we all remember what the refrain tells us this morning.
让我们能够记住只有基督是我们稳固的磐石。
So that we remember it's only on Christ the solid rock.
除他以外任何的地位都是流沙。
All other ground is sinking sand.
早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同现在读主几处的圣经。
And this morning I decided to read with you several passages from the Bible.
请我们翻到旧约圣经以斯拉记。
Let's turn to the Old Testament, the book of Ezra.
以斯拉记第三章。
Ezra chapter 3.
以斯拉记第三章我们要从第六节读到第十三节。
Ezra chapter 3, we need to read from verse 6 through 13.
好，我先用中文读，再请我们姐妹用英文翻译。以斯拉记第三章第六节，从七月初一日起，他们就向耶和华献燔祭，但耶和华殿的根基尚未立定。他们又将银子给石匠、木匠，把粮食、酒、油给西顿人、推罗人，使他们将香柏树从利巴嫩运到海里，浮海运到约帕。是照波斯王古列所允准的。百姓到了耶路撒冷神殿的地方，第二年二月，撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯、约撒达的儿子耶稣雅和其余的弟兄，就是祭司、利未人，并一切被掳归回耶路撒冷的人，都兴工建造，又派利未人从二十岁以外的督理建造耶和华殿的工作。于是犹大的后裔，就是耶稣雅和他子孙与弟兄，假灭和他的弟兄，利未人希纳达的子孙与弟兄，都一同起来督理那在神殿里做工的人。匠人立耶和华殿根基的时候，祭司皆穿礼服吹号，亚撒的子孙利未人敲拔，照以色列王大卫所定的例，都站着赞美耶和华。他们彼此唱和，赞美称谢耶和华，说他本为善，他向以色列人永发慈爱。他们赞美耶和华的时候，众民大声呼喊，因耶和华殿的根基已经立定。然而有许多祭司、利未人、族长，就是见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见立这殿的根基，便大声哭嚎，也有许多人大声欢呼，甚至百姓不能分辨欢呼的声音和哭嚎的声音，因为众人大声呼喊，声音听到远处。
Ezra chapter 3 verse 6. From the first day of the seventh month, they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord, but the foundation of the temple of the Lord had not been laid. Then they gave money to the masons and carpenters and food, drink, and oil to the Sidonians and to the Tyrrhenians to bring cedar wood from Lebanon to the sea at Joppa, according to the permission they had from Cyrus, king of Persia. Now in the second year of their coming to the house of God at Jerusalem in the second month, Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, and the rest of their brothers and priests and the Levites, and all who came from the captivity to Jerusalem, began the work and appointed the Levites from 20 years and older to oversee the work of the house of the Lord. Then Joshua with his sons and brothers stood united with Kadmiel and his sons, the sons of Judah, and the sons of Henadad, with their sons and brothers the Levites, to oversee the workmen in the temple of God.Now, when the builders had laid a foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests stood in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise the Lord according to the directions of King David of Israel. And they sang, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his loving kindness is upon Israel forever.And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Yet many of the priests and Levites and heads of fathers' households, the old men who had seen the first temple, wept with a loud voice when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, while many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not distinguish the sound of the shout of joy from the sound of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the sound was heard far away.
下一处请我们翻到 以赛亚书。
Next, let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
旧约以赛亚书第二十八章。
In the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 28.
我们读第十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
以赛亚书二十八章第十六节。所以主耶和华如此说：看哪，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的房角石。信靠的人必不着急。
Isaiah 28 verse 16. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I'm laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone for the foundation, firmly placed. He who believes in it will not be disturbed.
我们接下来读两处新约圣经。第一处是在哥林多前书第二章。
Next, we'll read two passages from the New Testament. The first passage is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章第二节。
1 Corinthians 2, verse 2.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
三章第十一节。
1 Corinthians 3:11.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
1 Corinthians 3:11. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
我们最后再读一处哥罗西书第二章。
Finally, we'll read Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章，我们读第六节，读到第七节的前半。
We'll read first Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, and the first part of verse 7.
哥罗西书第二章第六节。你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造。
Verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and being built up in him.
让我们再一起低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a further word of prayer.
主早晨，我们感谢你在提醒我们，我们是眼睛得开的一般人。
This morning we thank you, Lord, that you reminded us once again that our eyes have been opened.
主耶，我们不仅能够认识荣耀荣美的主耶稣。
Lord, not only enable us to know the glory and the glorious Jesus Christ, our Lord.
愿我们能够明白你在我们身上的心意。
Furthermore, let us understand your heart's desire in us.
主愿早晨你的灵再来帮助我们。
May your spirit help us yet once again.
再叫我们眼睛能够看得更清楚、更明亮。
So that our eyes can see more clearly and with greater light.
主好叫我们能够知道你要成就你荣耀的旨意在我们这些蒙你所爱的儿女们身上。
So that we can know what your heart's desire that needs to be accomplished in the beloved children.
叫我们能够认识你是那唯一稳固的根基。
So that we can know that you are the only solid rock.
叫我们能够真实的明白除你以外其他地位都是流沙。
So that we can truly understand that all other ground is sinking sand.
主早晨你再向我们的心说话。
Please speak to us once, to our hearts once again.
你来摸着我们。你来改变我们。
Touch us and change us.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
在以斯拉记的时候，神呼召他的百姓从被掳的巴比伦能够回到耶路撒冷。
In the time of Ezra, God called his people who were in captivity in the land of Babylon back to Jerusalem.
回到耶路撒冷来为神重建他的圣殿。
He wanted his people to return to Jerusalem to rebuild his own temple.
神就激动古列王的心，让他下诏
So God stirred the heart of King Cyrus, and he issued this commandment.
说在你们中间，凡做他百姓的，都能够上犹大的耶路撒冷。
All of you who are his people, you can all go to Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷来建造耶和华神的殿。
And you can build the temple of the Lord God.
弟兄姐妹，你我是不是神的子民？
Brothers and sisters, aren't we people of God?
你我愿不愿意答应神的呼召？
Don't we all desire to answer his call?
回到他的心意里头，来与他同工，建造他荣耀的教会。
So that we can all return to his heart desire and to build his church.
为什么神要他的百姓回到耶路撒冷来重建他的圣殿呢？
Why did God want his people to return to Jerusalem to rebuild his temple?
神今天为什么要呼召我们回到他的心意里头来建造他的教会呢？
Why did God call us to return to his heart's desire to build this church?
原因是神喜悦与人同住。
Because God desired to dwell with people.
在旧约里头，无论是会幕，无论是圣殿，都说出了神喜悦与人同住的那个心意。
Whether the Old Testament was talking about the tabernacle or the temple, it all speaks about the desire of God to dwell with men.
一直到了日期满足的时候。
Until the fullness of time.
在马太福音第一章，当主的使者向约瑟显现。
In Matthew chapter 1, when the angel of God revealed itself to Joseph.
他在那里提到了先知以赛亚所说的预言。
And the angel talked about the prophecy uttered by the prophet Isaiah.
说必有童女怀孕生子。
Behold, the virgin shall be with child.
人要称他的名为以马内利。
And they shall call his name Emmanuel.
以马内利翻出来就是神与人同在。
Which translated meaning God with us.
这就是在约翰福音第一章里头所告诉我们的。
This is also what John chapter 1 tells us.
神差遣他的爱子道成了肉身。
The word became flesh, and God sent his beloved son.
住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And the Son tabernacled among us, full of grace and truth.
所以我们看见在时候满足的时候，神就借着拿撒勒人耶稣的肉身来与人同住。
So we see that in the fullness of time, through the flesh of the man from Nazareth, Jesus Christ, he was tabernacling with men.
然而神的心意还不仅满足于此。
However, the God's heart desire is not limited to this extent.
神还借着他儿子耶稣基督在十字架上成就了救恩。
Also through his beloved son, he has accomplished salvation on the cross.
借着这个救恩，他得着了一个穿越时空的宇宙性的身体。
So through this salvation, he got a universal body that strides across this time and space.
正如以弗所书第一章所说的，教会就是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Just like Ephesians 1 says, the church is his body, the fullness of all who fills all in all.
也可以翻译成说，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者的丰满。
And in other words, the church which is his body is the fullness of him that will fill all.
所以我们看见今天神借着教会，也就是基督的身体，他来与人同住。
So we see that nowadays, through the church, which is the body of Christ, God is dwelling with men.
从前拿撒人耶稣，他在耶路撒冷，他就不能在伯大尼。
Previously, if the man Jesus is in Bethany, he cannot be in Nazareth.
今天神能够借着基督的身体，也就是教会。
Today, God can through the church, which is the body of Christ,
能够与历世历代的众圣徒，能够在全世界各地来与人同住。
God can dwell with all the saints throughout all generations and time.
神今天能够在休斯顿这里与我们同住。
God can dwell with us here in Houston.
神同时也能够在中国、在非洲、在印度与属他的百姓同住。
God can also dwell with his people in China, in India.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是神呼召，神当日呼召他百姓回到耶路撒冷建造圣殿。
And this is why God called his people to go back to Jerusalem to build his temple.
也是神今天呼召我们一起来与他一同建造他荣耀教会的那个心意。
This is also God's heart desire to call all of us to build his glorious church for him.
当时犹大渔民 犹大的百姓他们回到耶路撒冷之后他们所做的第一件事情就是在原有的根基上来筑坛。
The remnant from Judah, when they first got back to Jerusalem, the first thing they did was to build an altar on the original foundation.
上一次和弟兄姐妹交通到筑坛的这个根基的属灵意义就是十字架。
Last time I shared with you the significance of this building of the temple on building of the altar on the foundation, which is the cross.
说到我们需要在这十字架的根基上来向神献祭。
Which means that we have to offer our offerings based on the foundation of the cross.
叫我们能够在十字架的根基上，我们来天天更新我们向神的奉献。
So based on the foundation of the cross, every day we can renew our consecration to God.
叫我们能够过一个天天背起十字架跟从主的生活。
So every day we can pick up our cross to follow the Lord.
同时，我们也需要在这十字架的根基上面来侍奉我们的神。
At the same time, we also need to serve our God based on the foundation of this cross.
不是照我的意思。
It's not according to my will,
乃是照神的意思。
But it is according to the will of God.
不是我们凭着天然人的喜好和能力。
It is not because of our own affinities and desires of the fleshly men.
乃是依靠神的灵方能成事。
But it is by His Spirit that it can be done.
十字架是祭坛的根基。
The cross is the foundation of the altar.
我们的神做事，他非常注重根基的问题。
When our God does work, He is paying particular attention to the issue of foundation.
所以今天神要建造他的教会，也必须在一个对的根基上来建造。
So today, when God is building His church, He also wants to build it on the right foundation.
这个根基必须是稳固，不改变的。
And this foundation has to be firmly placed, and it cannot be changed.
这个根基必须是经得起试验。而且是不动摇的。
And this foundation has to be tested, and it cannot be shaken.
在诗篇第十一篇第三节告诉我们，根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么？
Psalm 11:3 says that if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
我们知道，我们都是因信被神称义的人。
We know that we've all been saved by faith and reckoned righteous.
而今天，神要在我们身上来建造我们。成为他的居所。
And today God wants to build in us so that we can be His dwelling place.
就如圣经所说的，我们乃是神所建造的房屋。
Just like the Bible says that we are the house built by God.
而这个房屋的建造必须是在一个对的根基上。
And the building of this house has to be on the right foundation.
必须是在一个稳固的根基上。
It has to be on the firm foundation.
这根基是必须。经得起震动，经得起考验。
And this foundation has to go through shakings and testing.
弟兄姐妹，根基是非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, foundation is very important.
几年前，我们发现我们住的屋子突然间那个房子墙壁开始有裂痕。
A few years ago, we noticed that there are cracks in the walls in the house that we were living.
后来这个裂痕的地方越来越多，越来越严重。
And then you see more and more cracks, and the cracks became larger and larger.
突然间我们就明白了，这房子的根基出问题了。
Suddenly it dawned on us there's some problem with the foundation of this house.
兄姐妹，如果是你的话，你会不会找一个油漆匠来把这个墙壁裂痕油漆漆上去，看不见就好了呢？
Now if it were you, would you ask a painter to just paint over the cracks and you don't see the cracks and that's it?
我不晓得你会怎么做。
I don't know what you would do.
我们没有这么做。
We did not do it.
我们找了一家修理。房子地基的公司呢，来帮我们看一看这地基出了什么问题。
So we hired a company that specializes in foundations of houses to see what's the problem with the foundation.
如果我们不先解决这地基的问题
，If we did not resolve the issue of the foundation，
我们就把这屋子的裂痕涂上油漆。
Even if you paint over the cracks，
小姐妹，问题会怎么样？
What would happen to your problem?
有没有解决那个问题呢？
Do you resolve the problem?
没有的。
No.
这房子还要出现更多的裂痕。
There will be more cracks in your house.
这屋子说不定有一天就瓦解了。
Maybe one day the house will crash.
所以我们看见在一个房屋的建造工程上，地基根基是非常重要的。
So we see that when we're constructing a house, the foundation is very, very important.
使徒保罗非常认识神所要建造这房屋的根基。
The Apostle Paul has very clear understanding of this foundation of this house that God is building.
因为他是与神同工的。
Because he is a co-worker of God.
他必须要清楚知道神所要立的这个根基。
He clearly understands the foundation that God wants to lay.
所以他说那已经立好了根基就是耶稣基督。
Therefore, he said, there is already a foundation laid, which is Christ Jesus.
此外没有人能够立别的根基。
No other man can lay any other foundation.
保罗他自己他也不会在基督耶稣以外再立另外一个根基。
Even Paul himself, he would not have laid another foundation outside of Jesus Christ.
保罗他在那里建造与神同工来建造教会。
Paul was a co-worker of God and he was building the church.
他知道他所有的建造必须是在这一个对的根基上。
He knows that all his building has to be based on this right foundation.
当保罗面临哥林多教会各式各样的问题和难处的时候
When Paul was facing all kinds of issues and difficulties of the church of Corinth,
他对哥林多教会写信说我曾定的主意在你们中间不知道别的。
Therefore, he wrote to the letter, a letter to the church in Corinth. This is that, for I determined to know nothing.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Among you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
弟兄姐妹，早晨我们就要从以斯拉记来认识这个神所建造这个圣殿的根基。
Brothers and sisters, this morning we will use the passage from Ezra to know more about this foundation that God is building.
也就是今天神建造教会那稳固的根基。
Which is this firm foundation that God is building in the church.
在神永远的心意里头，神的工作只在一个根基上面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督的根基上。
In God's eternal desire, there's only one work that needs to be done, and it is based on the foundation of His Son, Jesus Christ.
也就是说，神在基督以外没有别的工，没有别的工作。
In other words, there is no other work that God is doing outside of Jesus Christ.
神在基督以外没有任何其他的建造。
There is no other building outside of Jesus Christ.
神一切所做的都是在基督的根基上面来做的。
All that God has done is on the foundation of Jesus Christ.
这是说到根基的意义。
This is the meaning of foundation.
在旧约里头有一幅图画是关于圣殿根基。
There's a picture in the Old Testament about the foundation.
就是以赛亚书第二十八章那里先知以赛亚所给我们看见的。
Which is found in Isaiah 28 and which is what Isaiah showed us.
先知说，所以主耶和华如此说，看哪、啊。我在锡安放一块石头作为根基。
Isaiah 28:16 Therefore thus says the Lord God, Behold, I'm laying in Zion a stone as foundation.
所以我们看见这块石头是非常重要的。
So we see that this stone is very important.
因为这块石头是作为那建造的那个根基。
Because this stone serves as the foundation.
这个根基是什么样的根基呢？
What kind of foundation is this?
他说是试验过的石头。
Isaiah said this is a tested stone.
它是一个稳固的根基。
It is a foundation that is firmly placed.
它也是一个宝贵的房角石。
It is also a costly cornerstone.
然后他说信靠的人必不着急。
And he also says he who believes in it will not be disturbed.
在诗篇118篇那里进一步给我们看见这一块石头。
In Psalm 118, it further shows us what the stone is.
主的话说，匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。
In Psalm 118, it says the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
他说，这是耶和华所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
所以这块石头的另外一个特点乃是它是匠人所弃的。
Another characteristic of this stone is that it has been rejected by men.
这里就给我们看见主耶稣第一次来到世上的一个情形。
This shows us the condition when the Lord Jesus came to this earth the first time.
当主在地上经过了33年的时间。
When the Lord has experienced 33 and a half years on this earth,
他的行事、他的为人都经过试验。
All that he said and all he did has been tested.
他在父神面前是完全没有瑕疵。
Before Father God, he is totally a blemish.
他是 他是那样的完全。
He is so totally perfect.
他经过各样的试验。
He has gone through all kinds of testing.
他也经过那魔鬼的试探。
He's also gone through the temptations of Satan.
然而他都胜过了。
However, he overcome all.
所以我们的主他第一次来到世上的时候，他是那一块经过试验的石头。
Therefore, when our Lord Jesus came to this earth, he was the stone that has been tested.
所以我们看见当主带着门徒来到了变化山上的时候，
we see that when the Lord brought the disciples to the Mount Transfiguration,
荣耀就从他身上彰显出来。
Glory was manifested from him.
叫我们看见这块石头是经过试验。
So we see that this stone indeed has been tested.
这块石头是没有瑕疵的。
This stone has no blemish.
在那里，他就能够进到父的荣耀里头。
There he could enter into the glory of the Father.
因为他已经经过了所有的试验。
Because he has gone through all the tests.
除了还有一样试验。
Except for one.
就是要上十字架。
Which is the test of going to the cross.
感谢主，主并没有拣选在变化山上，他就回到荣耀里。
We thank the Lord that he did not choose to just depart from us on the Mount of Transfiguration.
他照着父神的旨意。
According to the will of the Father.
他接受了最后这十字架的试验。
He accepted the final test, which is the test of the cross.
所以我们看见今天在荣耀里的不是单单只有主耶稣一个人。
So we see that it is not only the Lord Jesus who is in glory today.
他还能够带领许多的儿子一同进到荣耀里。
He can lead many sons into glory.
就是他的身体。
This is his body.
就是每一个蒙恩得救神的儿女。
Which is every single child of God who has been saved by grace.
所以我们看见我们的主第一次来到世上的时候，他就是那一块经过试验的石头。
So we see that when our Lord Jesus came to the earth the first time, he was that tested stone.
他也是那稳固的根基。
He's also that firm foundation.
我们看见主当他向着耶路撒冷的时候，
We see that when our Lord was facing toward Jerusalem,
圣经告诉我们他面如坚石。
The Bible says that his face was like flint.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是看见耶路撒冷乃是预表神的心意。
We see that Jerusalem was a typology of the will of God.
而我们的主为着神的心意，他面如坚石。
However, according to the heart desire of God, our Lord has a face like flint.
就是他为着父神的旨意，他坚持到底。
Which means that he was steadfast to the end according to the will of God.
他丝毫的不妥协，直到神的旨意得着完全的成就。
He did not compromise one iota until the will of God is accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做面如坚石呢？
What does it mean to have your face like flint?
有些时候，有的人啊，人情啊，叫我们的脸啊，稍微转一点。
Sometimes because of personal relationships, our face will act accordingly.
虽然神的旨意是如此，
even though God's desire is like this,
但主啊，你的脸稍微转一转。
However, maybe the Lord, your face can turn sideways a little bit.
没有关系嘛，你的脸稍微转一点点，转离到神的旨意一点点的话呢，你还可以拯救好多人呢。
If your face can turn sideways just a little bit, you can still save many people.
当我们看见我们的主向着父神的旨意。他面如坚石。
However, we see that our Lord Jesus, according his face was like flint, for the God's heart's desire.
直到他上了十字架。
Until he went to the cross.
那羞辱他、嘲笑他的人说：“你若下来，我们就信你。”
The people who mocked him and shamed him said, "If you come down from the cross, we will believe."
我们的主能不能先下来？赏他们两个耳光，再上十字架呢
？Can our Lord not come down and slap them and then go back to the cross？
这样主不是还可以再救几个人吗
？Then our Lord could save a few more souls。
那我们看见我们的主在那里，却为这些嘲笑他的人祷告。
However, we see that our Lord was praying for the people who were mocking him。
就是在那样的时刻，主仍然愿意这些人能够蒙恩得救。
Even at that moment, the Lord Jesus still desired for those people to be saved by grace.
他祷告说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
Our Lord prayed accordingly, "Father, forgive them, because they know not what they're doing."
所以我们看见我们的主，他是那稳固的根基。
So we see that our Lord is the firm foundation.
他也是那宝贵的石头，宝贵的房角石。
He is also that costly stone, that costly cornerstone.
弟兄姐妹，主在你我的心目中宝不宝贵？
Brothers and sisters, is our Lord costly and precious in our hearts?
他在父神的心中 极其的宝贵。
He is very precious in the heart of the Father.
当主在地上的时候
，When our Lord was on this earth,
天上有三次有声音说：“这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦。”
Three times there was a voice from the heavenlies to say that this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased.
弟兄姐妹，你知道这石头多宝贵吗
？Do you know how precious the stone is?
你知道我们的主在父神的心中是何等的宝贵吗
？You know how precious our Lord is in the heart of the Father God.
然而他愿意。为你我舍了。
However, he is willing to deliver himself up for you and for me.
为了叫我们能够得救。
So that we can be saved.
为了叫我们能够被建造在这个宝贵的根基上。
So that we can be built on this firm foundation.
这块石头，它也是可以信靠的。
This stone can also be trusted.
主的话说，信靠他的必不着急。
The word of the Lord says, "He who believes in it will not be disturbed."
弟兄姐妹，今天我们的生活着不着急
？Today, in another translation, is "He who believes in Him will not be in hurry." Today, are we in a hurry?
今天的生活啊，实在叫我们不得不着急。
Today, in this day and age, we are always in a hurry.
我突然发现啊，这个。从去年开始，我突然发现，在休斯顿我不太敢开车了。
I just suddenly discovered that since last year I was a little afraid when I had to drive in Houston.
哇，我发现大家都很着急。
I realized that everybody is in a hurry.
这在 highway 上开车简直就像是拼命一样。
It's like fighting for your life in highways.
那主说，主的话说，我们可以信靠。这个稳固的根基，我们就必不着急。
However, the word of the Lord says, "He who believes in this firm foundation will not be in a hurry."
不着急就说到我们能够满有安息。
When we're not in a hurry, we're full of rest.
兄姐妹，今天你的生活中有没有安息呢
？Today in your daily life, do you have rest?
当你的孩子不听话的时候，你有没有安息？
When your children are disobedient, are you at rest?
当你的公司宣布裁员8000人的时候，你有没有安息
？When your company announced that 8,000 people will be laid off, do you have rest?
因为我们面临今天这样一个动荡的时代，我们有没有安息
？We live in this world that is full of shakings. Do we have rest?
主的话说，凡信靠这块石头的，你就必不着急。
The word of the Lord says, "He who believes in this stone will not be in a hurry."
最后，这里给我们看见说，这块石头乃是匠人所弃的。
Finally, this the Bible also says that this stone has been rejected by the builders.
我想我们都知道这是什么意思。
I think we all know what this means.
就是当主第一次来到世上的时候，神的百姓如何弃绝他。
Which is when the Lord Jesus came to the earth the first time, how His people have rejected Him.
他虽然被人弃绝
，Even though he was rejected by men，
但是他却成为神所安放的那一块房角石。
However, he became that cornerstone that God placed.
神要在这个根基上面来建造他的居所。
God wants to build His dwelling place on this foundation.
这是讲到那一块石头成为神建造稳固的根基。
The stone became the firm foundation of this house is building.
这根基也说到另外一方面的意义，就是这个在根基上的建造呢，必须是照着这个根基来建造。
Another meaning for this foundation is that the building can only be according to the foundation.
也就是说。基督他是神建造的那个标准
，which means that Christ is the standard by which this building is going to be conducted.
因为只有他是永远不改变的
，because only Christ will never change.
只有永远不改变的这一位，他能够成为神建造居所的那一个标准。
Only the one who will never change can become the standard by which God is going to build.
你们如果想象说你开车在59的高速上。
Can you imagine if you're driving on the highway of Highway 59?
今天你开的时候呢，上面写说时速限制65 mile.
And there's a speed limit that says it's 65.
那你明天去上班啊？你开同样的，你就开65 mile.
So tomorrow you go to work, you drive 65 miles.
就被警察拦住了。
And then the police stop you.
警察给你超速的一个罚单。
And the police gives you a speeding ticket.
你说我开65 mile 没有超速啊。
And you said I'm driving 65 miles per mile.
警察说今天的时速是60 mile.
And the police says today's speed limit is 60 miles per hour.
这个标准啊， 它在那里改变的话呢，你怎么生活？
If the standard keeps changing, how are you going to lead your life?
所以我们看见神的建造乃是要存到永远。
So we know that the building of God will dwell forever.
所以这个建造的标准也必须是永远不改变。
And so therefore, the standard will never change in eternity.
希伯来书十三章告诉我们，耶稣基督昨日、今日、直到永远都是一样的。
Hebrews told us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today.
只有这位不改变的主，他能够成为神建造他房屋的那个标准。
Only the Lord who will never change can become the standard for this foundation.
所以在启示录第十一章还有第二十一章那边，给我们看见有两个丈量的标准。
So in Revelation chapter 11 and 21, we see that there are two measurements.
一个是芦苇子。
One is a measuring rod.
Reed. Yeah. 然后呢，二十一章那边告诉我们是有一个金苇子。
And in chapter 21 of Revelation, it talks about a gold measuring rod.
不管是这个很软弱的苇子，或是二十一章讲到金苇子，都是指着主耶稣基督。
Whether it's a measuring reed or a gold measuring rod, it also refers to Christ.
那为什么有这两个不一样的丈量的标准呢？
Why do you have two different measurements?
这个经纬是乃是讲到将来到勇士里头的时候，神要天使来丈量神所建造的这个房屋。
The gold measuring rod refers to the measurement that God will have the angels measure the house of God.
金子就说出了神的性情。
God refers to the divine nature of God.
经纬就让我们看见，在那时候，在勇士里头，神丈量的时候呢，是照着神性情绝对的那个标准来丈量的。
So we see that when we're being measured in eternity, it will be according to the absolute standard of the divine nature.
有些时候，我们就拿金纬子来丈量我们的弟兄姐妹。
A lot of times we use the gold measuring rod to measure our brothers and sisters.
因为我相信我们做夫妻的都有吵架的经验。
We know that all we are married have experienced an arguing.
吵架的时候最厉害吵到什么样的一个情形呢？
When you argue to this extent,
就是啊，其中一方啊用神的话来丈量对方。
And we sometimes argue to an extent where we use quote the Bible to measure the other spouse.
妻子就拿以弗所书第五章说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们妻子，如同基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
So the wife would say to the husband, using words from Ephesians 5, you know, you need to love the wife as Christ loved the church.
哇，这个经纬子一拿出来一量。
And she takes out the gold measuring rod.
丈夫就没话讲了。
The husband can't say a word.
是不是就不吵架了呢？
But does it mean the argument would cease?
没有，丈夫更生气。
No, the husband gets even madder.
丈夫也拿出一根金纬子来。
The husband also has his own gold measuring rod.
你们做妻子的要顺服基督，如同要顺服丈夫，如同基督顺服教会。
And wives, be submissive to your husbands as
教会顺服。
Is the church submit itself to Christ?
因为我很少这样用，所以我就不太。
Because I rarely quote the Bible in this circumstance.
所以我们看见啊，我们都很会用金纬子来量对方。
So we know that we're very capable of using the gold measuring rod of the other spouse.
来，启示录十一章让我们看见，在今世的里头，主乃是拿一根很软弱的苇子来叫我们测量。
However, in today's time, we see that Christ only used a very weak reed to measure us.
也就是说，今天神的标准没有改变。
Which, in other words, the standard of God has never changed.
在所有的事情上面，神只用一个标准，就是基督来丈量我们。
In all things, there's only one yardstick, which is Christ.
然而在今世的时候
，However, in today's time,
神知道我们的软弱。
God knows our weakness.
所以他用苇子来丈量我们。
Therefore, he used a reed to measure us.
就是说他在他的怜悯的里头，他来丈量我们。
Which means that he is measuring us in his mercy.
虽然我今天还没有向基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Even though today I have not loved the church like he has delivered his life for the church.
那仍然是我们的目标。
That is still our standard.
在今天圣灵用一根苇子来在怜悯的里头来丈量我们。
However, today, Christ used a reed to measure us.
叫我们还能够靠他的恩典，我们能够再往前。
So that by his grace, we can push forward.
不仅基督是丈量的标准
，Not only is Christ the yardstick，
他也是神丈量我们的尺寸。
He is also the measurement by which we're being measured。
在以西结书第四十章那边，让我们看见在铜人的手中呢，有一个有麻绳，还有那个一个丈量的杆。
In Ezekiel chapter 40, we see that this man of bronze has a line of flax and a measuring rod.
这杆子呢，就是量比较短的距离。
The measuring rod is to measure smaller distances.
比方说一个杆子的大小，再一个杆子。
Maybe you can measure rod by rod.
如果我们要量比较远的距离呢
？If you want to measure a distance that is farther off,
就用绳子。
Then you have to use the flax.
这里告诉我们什么呢
？So what does it tell us here?
基督也是神丈量我们的那个尺寸。
Christ is still the measurement by which we're being measured.
在我们的生活当中，无论是大事小事。神都照着基督的尺度来丈量我们。
In our daily lives, whether it's something big or small, God always used Christ as the yardstick to measure us.
所以我们看见今天神在他恩典怜悯里头，他来制作我们。
Therefore, we see that in His grace and His mercy, He is trying to constitute Christ in us.
他来建造我们。
He is building us.
叫我们能够成为他的居所。
So that we can become His dwelling house，
叫我们能够成为他同在的见证。
Therefore, we can be a testimony of His presence。
好，接下来我们就来看，当这些犹大渔民归回到耶路撒冷之后，他们如何来建造。
So after this, we'll see how when the remnant returned to Jerusalem, how they started their building。
我们知道这一次他们第一次归回，神是借着所罗巴伯来立这个殿的根基。
We see that in their first returning, it is through Zerubbabel that was where the foundation was laid.
这个根基，所罗巴伯所立的根基，相较于从前神借着所罗门王所立的根基，实在是差得太远了。
The foundation by which Zerubbabel laid was, of course, much more inferior to the one that is laid by Solomon.
因为客观条件上，他们的财富、他们的环境差别太大。
Because from all aspects, you know, subjective, economic, there's a huge distance.
然而，在先知哈该书第二章那里，主的话让我们看见说，这殿后来的荣耀要比大过先前。
However, in the book of Haggai, we see that the later temple will have greater glory than the first temple.
这里并不是说到说在后来那希律王花了46年又重建的这个圣殿，好像很荣耀的样子。
The later temple is not referring to the temple that King Herod spent 40 years to build in glamour.
它乃是指着基督的身体所说的。
It is referring to the body of Christ.
所以在约翰福音第二章那里，主有一次就回答犹太人说。
Therefore, in John chapter 2, the Lord Jesus answered the Jews in this manner.
主说：“你们拆毁这殿，我三日要再将它建起来。”
Destroy this temple, and I will raise it in 3 days.
犹太人就回答他说：“这个雄伟壮观的这个圣殿，希律王所建的这个圣殿呢，是花了46年才建成的。你怎么能够三日就把它重建呢
？”So the Jews said, you know, this glamorous church, this temple that King Herod has spent 46 years building, how could you just like rebuild it in 3 days？
圣经告诉我们，但这话主说的这句话，乃是指着他的身体说的。
But the Bible tells us that when the Lord said these words, it was referring to His own body.
弟兄姐妹，今天神在建造我们的这个工程是非常非常荣耀的。
This construction work that God is undertaking in us is indeed very glorious.
今天我们在这里一同的聚会，一同的追求。
Today we gather together, we pursue the Lord together.
我们的聚会能不能彰显神的荣耀？
Can our gatherings manifest the glory of God?
我们的聚会能不能彰显主的见证
？Can our gathering manifest the testimony of God?
不在乎我们聚会的大小。
It doesn't matter the size of our gathering.
不在乎我们聚会的人多或少。
It doesn't matter whether there are a lot of people here or very few people here.
重要的是我们是不是在这个根基上面来建造。
The importance is whether we are building on top of this foundation.
我们是不是在基督的根基上面来在为主建造？他所要得着的那个房屋。
Are we building on the foundation of Christ to build the house that He desires?
所以我们在这里追求，并不是追求大。
So here we're not pursuing anything that is massive.
那我们也不是说我们不追求大，那我们追求小好了。
It's not that because we're not pursuing big things, that we're pursuing only small things.
就把弟兄姐妹都赶回家。
Then we chase everybody back home.
弟兄姐妹，这大小不是问题。
The size is not the issue.
重要的是那个根基是不是基督。
The key issue is whether the foundation is Christ or not.
所以我们在这里所追求、所建造的目标，乃是盼望有主的同在。
So we are pursuing the Lord here, we're building here, we are trying to see if we have the presence of God.
乃是盼望我们在这里能够成为主丰满的见证。
We desire to be the testimony of His abundance here.
让那充满万有者的丰满能够借着我们来彰显出来。
So that the fullness of Him who fills all in all can be manifested through us.
所以这是所罗巴伯他们所立的那殿的根基。
So this is the foundation that Zerubbabel laid.
虽然是小的。
Even though it was small.
但它却是宝贵的。
But it was precious.
它却是那稳固的根基。
And it was a firm foundation.
所以主可以说，这殿的荣耀要比将来的荣耀还要大。
Therefore, the Lord can say that the glory of this temple would be greater than the earlier one.
第二，我们也看见他们在那里预备了一些合用的工人。
The second aspect is that we can see that suitable workers, builders have been prepared.
他们也在那里预备那建殿的材料。
We also see that suitable materials have been prepared.
这边他有石匠，也有木匠。
Here in verse 7 of Ezra 3, there are masons and carpenters.
然后呢，就有银子给他们。
There's also money given to them.
圣经中银子让我们就说到了救赎。
Money or silver was given to them. It talks about redemption.
也就是说呢，有这些蒙恩得救的人呢，加给了教会。
Which means that the redeemed ones have been added to the church.
然后呢，在教会当中呢，神也赐下各种不同的恩赐。
And in the church, God has also granted various gifts.
所以这个石匠啊，他就那个有那个技术呢，能够来雕削这个石头。
So the masons have the skill sets to sculpt the stone.
那木匠呢，就比较细腻的来雕刻这个木头。
And the carpenters can use finer skills to carve wood.
弟兄姐妹，你我。就是那石头，就是那木头。
You and I are the stone and the wood.
当然，有些人呢是比较像石头。
Some of us are like the stone.
你要是找木匠啊来雕削的话呢，雕削不出来的。
If you get the carpenters to carve the stone, it won't work.
你要雕削这个像石头那样刚硬的性格啊，你就要找石匠。
If you want to sculpt the stone, it's something as hard as stone, then you have to use the masons.
所以神就给我们在我们中间啊，就预备了一些恩赐，是有石匠的恩赐的人。
So among us, God has given us the gift of being the mason.
他能够在这个圣殿的建造上啊，专门来对付石头的。
In the building of the temple, these people are gifted to deal with stones.
感谢主，也在他的圣殿建造上也预备一些木匠。
We also thank the Lord that He has prepared carpenters in the building of His temple.
他们是比较细腻的。
They are into detail works.
他们就不适合雕刻石头。
They are not suited to sculpt wood, a stone.
他们就能够来雕刻木头。
They can sculpt wood.
无论是石匠也好，木匠也好。
Whether it's masons or carpenters.
神就借着这些的恩赐，这些弟兄姐妹的服事呢，就把我们众人就建造在一起。
Through these various gifts and ministries, God has built all of the multitude together.
叫我们能够百节各按各职。
So that we can all serve our various functions.
按着我们个体的功用来建造基督的身体。
According to each of our functions, we can build up the body of Christ.
所以我们每一个受浸归主的人，我们都在身体里头有份。
So every one of us who has been baptized unto the name of the Lord, we all have a portion in the body.
一方面我们是被建造的那个材料。
On one hand, we are the materials by which we're being built.
一方面我们也是参与建造的人。
Also, we are also the builders participating in the building.
所以圣灵就将各样的恩赐赐给我们。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit has given us various gifts.
叫我们能够在身体的建造上来一同的配搭，一同的进功用。
So that we can all co-work with one another and to serve all of our functions.
所以我们感谢主，今天下午就有十位弟兄姐妹要受浸归主。
We thank God that 10 brothers and sisters will be baptized into the name of God this afternoon.
我们不知道这十位弟兄姐妹里头呢，有多少块石头，多少块木头。
We don't know among the 10 brothers and sisters how many are stones and how many are wood.
但盼望主给我们有智慧。
We desire to have wisdom.
我们如果是做石匠的，我们就来雕刻石头。
If we are masons, we need to sculpt stone.
如果我们是做木匠的，我们就来细心的来雕刻木头。
If we are carpenters, we need to carve wood with a care.
另一方面。
On the other hand,
我们也需要为这些受浸的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
We also need to pray for the brothers and sisters who will be baptized.
盼望他们的属灵生命能够成长。
We desire that their spiritual life will grow.
叫圣灵也能够显明他们在身体中的那个功用。
And the Holy Spirit will also reveal to them their special function in the body.
盼望不久的将来，这十位弟兄姐妹，他们也能够在身体建造上面，他们也能够成为石匠。
So that very soon in the time of the Lord, these brothers and sisters can become masons and carpenters.
我最近有一位年轻弟兄跟我交通一件事。
Recently, a young brother shared with me one thing.
他就非常的关心他在这身体里头的功用。
He is very concerned about his function in the body of Christ.
在这建造神建造的工程上面，他能够做什么？
He doesn't know how to serve his function in the building work of God.
哎呀，说着说着几句话就开始眼眶就红了。
He said a few words and he started to cry.
说着说着就哭起来。
And then he wept.
兄姐妹，为了我弟兄，我感谢主。
For this brother, I thank our Lord.
因为我们的弟兄他关心神的建造。
Because our brother cares about the building of God.
他盼望他自己能够在这身体的建造上面，他能够。摆上他自己的一份。
He desires to put his portion in this building work.
不仅如此，这边也告诉我们说，他们把粮食、酒还有油呢，就供应了西顿人还有推罗人。
Not only so, in Ezra 3:7, it also says that they provided food, drink, oil to the Sidonians and the Tyranians.
这里简单的说，也就是我们要传福音。
In other words, we need to preach the gospel.
传福音给外邦人。
We need to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
传福音给还没有信主的人，好叫他们能够成为教会建造的材料。
We need to preach the gospel to people who have not received the gospel before, so that they can also become the materials for this building work.
虽然我们传福音，我们还是遵照主的大使命。
Even though we preach the gospel, it is according to the great commission of the Lord.
然而我们不是为了传福音而传福音。
But we do not preach the gospel for the sake of preaching the gospel.
当我们传福音给朋友们的时候
，When we preach the gospel to friends,
我们心里面要有一个清楚的负担。
We have to have a clear burden in our hearts.
我们心里面要能够明白神的心意。
We need to know God's heart's desire.
我们乃是盼望他们不仅能够蒙恩得救
，We not only desire for them to be saved from their sins.
不仅他们将来能够上天堂，我们就满意了。
We're not merely satisfied that they can just go to heaven.
我们还是盼望他们能够成为神家建造可用的材料。
We desire for them to be suitable materials for this building work for the temple of God.
好叫基督身体的建造能够早日的能够完成。
So that the building work of the body of Christ can be accomplished soon.
感谢主，我们下个月主又给我们有一次的机会，我们能够一起。来传扬神的福音。
We thank the Lord that next month there's another opportunity for us to proclaim the gospel of God.
弟兄姐妹，盼望我们为福音朋友们的祷告，不单单只是为着他们能够蒙恩得救就好。
We hope that we don't just pray for people to be saved.
我们乃是为着他们祷告说，他们不仅蒙恩得救，而且他们能够进到神的心意里头。
We pray that not only would they be saved from their sins, they can also enter into God's heart's desire.
他们能够成为教会建造中可用的材料。
So they can become suitable materials for the building work of the temple of God.
并且在他们蒙恩得救之后，他们也能够参与这个建造的工程。
Also, after they have been saved by grace, they can also participate in this building work.
好，那我们看见当他们预备好了以后，他们就开始要兴建这个神的殿。
So we see that after they're well prepared, they started this work.
这边有一件非常重要的事情，就是他们是全体一起起来兴建耶和华的殿。
One thing that is very, very important is that the entire body of the people started the work.
一切被掳归回耶路撒冷的人，他们都参与这个兴建的工作。
All who had the rest of them, all of them who returned from captivity, they participated in this work of building.
用今天的话说，就是每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒都应当参与基督身体的建造。
In today's parlance, every single one who has been saved by grace needs to participate in this building work.
那或许我们有个问题说，那我才刚刚蒙恩得救，我不知道要做什么。
Or you may have a question. I have just been saved by grace. What? I don't know what I can do.
我们知道啊，当我们蒙恩得救以后呢，我们就成为神家里的人。
We know that after we've been saved by grace, we become one of His household.
简单来说，比方说，在我们中间有一些人从外地来到我们这里。
In simple terms, maybe other people come from other cities.
那你是神家里的人。
You are of the household of God.
有人来到神的家里。
Someone comes to the household of God.
那不是很自然的，也很应该的，怎么样？就热切的来欢迎他们。
Wouldn't you show hospitality? This is what we ought to do, and we should be doing that.
这不是我们每个人都可以做得到的吗
？Isn't this something that we can all do?
那你看，我们就很自然的，我们全体都能够参加这个神家的建造。
So very naturally, all of us can participate in this building work.
还有一件更重要的事情。
More importantly,
我们每个人都可以参与的。
All of us can participate.
就是在我们的家庭里头来。与神同工来建造建造他的教会。
Which is we can all be co-workers of God and to build his body, which is the church.
兄弟们，我们每一个信主的人，我们都有责任在我们的家庭里头来与神同工，来建造他的教会。
So every one of us who believes in the Lord has the responsibility to build up our family as the church.
教会的建造不是单单只有在我们聚在一起的时候，我们才是建造。
The church is not only built when we're gathering together here.
其实教会的建造乃是从我们的家庭里头开始的。
The building of the church starts in all of our families.
所以我们看见我们每个人都有同样的这个责任。
So we see that we all have the same responsibility.
我们每一个做父母亲的
，All of us who are parents，
我们每一天都在建造我们的孩子。
Every day we're constituting Christ in our children。
但是我们要问自己的是，我们把我们的孩子是建造在这稳固的磐石根基上呢，还是在建造在一个流沙的根基上
？However, we need to ask ourselves this question: Are we building our children in the sinking sand or in this firm foundation?
我们每一天可能花很多的时间、很多的精神来预备他们肉身所需要的饮食。
Maybe we spend a lot of time and effort to prepare their fleshly needs.
这是需要的。
This is necessary.
因为我们希望他们能够长得好。
Because we want them to grow well.
我们每天也花很多的心思。关心他们在学校的学习。
We also spend a lot of effort to care about their academics.
这也是他们所该做的。
This is also what they ought to be doing.
但是我们每天，我们有花多少的时间和心思，来把他们建造在基督的根基上呢
？However, how much time and effort do we spend so that we can build our children on this firm foundation of Jesus Christ?
兄姐妹，如果你的孩子一天不吃饭。
Brothers and sisters, if your child do not eat food for one day,
你会有什么反应
？What reaction would you have?
若你的小孩一天不想上学
，If your child one day does not want to go to school,
你会有什么感觉
？What do you feel? How do you feel?
若你的孩子一个礼拜不读圣经
，If your child stops reading Bible for a week,
对你有没有关系
？Are you concerned at all?
弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们被这个世界给弄瞎了眼睛。
A lot of times we have been blinded by this world.
我们的确花了很多的时间，很多的心血在建造我们的孩子。
We spend a lot of time and effort to in this building work in our children.
但我们却没有看清楚，我们把他们建造在什么样的根基上。
However, we did not see on what foundation we're building them on.
弟兄姐妹，盼望早晨主来提醒我们。
May the Lord remind us this morning.
神家的建造是从我们的家里开始。
The building work of God starts in our families.
那我们说，那我也不懂得什么意思叫做把孩子建造在基督根基上。
So you say, I don't know what it means to build our children on the foundation of Christ.
我们感谢神，在以斯拉记的时候呢，他们就派了二十岁以外的利未人，他们来监督管理圣殿建造的工程。
We see that in Ezra 3, they sent Levites who are 20 years and older in verse 8 to oversee the work of the house of the Lord.
所以利未人就让我们看见他们是站在主一边的一般人。
We see the Levites here are the people who stand on the side of the Lord.
20岁乃是说到我们属灵年日的那个成熟。
20 years here in verse 8 refers to the maturity in our spiritual life.
这20岁还不是说我们信主是不是20年就算20岁了。
It doesn't mean that you've believed in the Lord 20 years, then you are 20 years.
乃是你的属灵生命真的是有成长有成熟到这20岁的一个度量。
And it is referring to whether your spiritual maturity has really reached to this 20 years of life.
所以我们感谢神今天在教会的建造上神也给教会有一些的弟兄姐妹。
We also thank the Lord that he has given us brothers and sisters in this building work of God.
这些弟兄姐妹他们属灵生命是比较成熟的。
These brothers and sisters have more mature spiritual life.
他们也认识了神的心意他们也是为着神的心意。
They also know the, God's heart's desire and they're also doing things for God's heart's desire.
并且在生活当中他们也经过那十字架的制作和对付。
And they've also been dealt with by the cross and they've also been constituted in Christ.
圣灵就分派这些的弟兄姐妹来监督管理教会建造的工程。
So the Holy Spirit sent these brothers and sisters to oversee the work of the building of the temple of God.
所以我们要懂得神给教会这些宝贵的资源。
So we need to treasure these precious resources that God has given us.
我们不仅要知道有这个宝贵资源，而且呢，我们要懂得来善用这宝贵的资源。
So not only do we have to know about these precious resources, we have to use these precious resources to put them into good use.
比方说，你家里有一个读高中的孩子。
For instance, you have a child in high school.
好，那你现在明白了。要在基督的根基上来建造他。
Now you know that you have to build your child on the foundation of Christ.
这件事情非常的重要。
This is a very important matter.
可是我不知道怎么做。
But I don't know how to do it.
我不知道要做什么。
I don't know what to do.
这时候呢，你就可以找徐翔弟兄，找天天姐妹，跟他们交通。
Now you can fellowship with Vicky and Sean.
你可以跟他们一起的祷告。
You can pray with them.
当主借着他们把神的心意、神的方法。来告诉我们的时候
when through them, when God tells you His heart's desire and His means,
那我们就要听从
you need to listen.
我们要实际的行动
you need to put things into practice.
我们要真实的改变
you need to have true changes.
我们才能够把我们的孩子能够建立在这基督稳固的根基上
then you can build your children on this firm foundation of Jesus Christ.
当然你可能还有其他的问题
you may have other issues.
可能小孩子更小
Maybe your children are younger.
那我不知道找谁。
I don't know who to ask.
你可以找负责儿童主日学的老师们。
You can talk to Sunday school teachers.
或者有些问题真的不知道找谁的话。
And if you have questions that you don't know who to approach.
你也可以找负责弟兄们问一问。
You can ask the responsible brothers.
不一定能够帮助你。
It may not entirely help you.
但至少弟兄们能够和你一起祷告。
But at a minimum, the brothers can pray with you.
不仅一起祷告。
Not only can they pray with you.
也能够介绍你说去找某一个人。
They can also introduce you to a particular person to talk to.
所以我们盼望看感谢主神给教会的建造预备的这些宝贵的资源。
So we thank the Lord for these precious resources that God has prepared in the building work of the
temple. 就是为了帮助我们能够在一个稳固的根基上面来建造我们的孩子。
The resources are to help us to build our child on this solid foundation of Jesus Christ.
姐妹，愿早晨主在唤醒我们的灵。
May the Lord awaken our spirit.
使我们能够看重这件事情。
So that we can highly esteem this matter.
使我们能够向神祷告。
So that we can pray to God.
求主怜悯我们，在补回那从前被蝗虫马蚱所失去的光阴。
And to entreat the Lord to give back the time that locusts have eaten.
趁着今天孩子还在我们身边的时候。
And even to this day when our children are still with us.
我们能够把他们建立在这基督的根基上。
We can build them on this foundation of Jesus Christ.
而不要继续把他们在建立在流沙的根基上。
And that we will stop building them on sinking sand.
弟兄姐妹，如果有一天你的孩子在这世上非常的飞黄腾达。
One day if your child has become rich and famous in this world.
他在世上非常的成功。
And they are extremely successful in this world.
可是他却离开了主。
However, they have departed from the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，你会感到高兴吗？
Will you be happy?
弟兄姐妹，你会觉得你将来到主面前的时候，你能够向主交账吗？
When you are before the Lord, do you think you can settle accounts with Him?
弟兄姐妹，我们很多时候关心我们孩子的功课。
A lot of times we care so much about our children's
academics. 很多时候我们关心孩子肉身的成长。
A lot of times we care so much about their fleshly growth.
但孩子如果他一个礼拜都不读主的话。
But however, if our children stop reading the Bible for a week,
我们关心吗？
Do we care?
如果孩子说他不想来聚会。
And if our children says they don't want to come to the meetings,
我们在意吗？
Do we care?
姐妹，求主帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
叫我们能够看清什么是在基督根基上来建造我们的孩子。
So that we can clearly see what it means to build our children on the foundation, firm foundation of Jesus Christ.
最末了，我们看见当他们匠人立奠的根基的时候。
Finally, when we see that the builders laid a foundation.
他们祭司穿上礼服。
The priests are in their apparel.
也就是他们披戴基督。
This is in verse 10. So they're clothed with Christ.
在他们生活侍奉当中，他们在那里彰显基督。
In their daily lives and in their service, they're manifesting Christ.
他们在那里赞美。
They were offering praises.
他们在信心的里头，他们深信神的工作，神建造的工程必定成就。
In faith, they know that the building work of God will surely be accomplished.
姐妹，有时候看到我们的孩子的光景，我们实在是感到灰心。
Sometimes when we see the condition of children, we are in despair.
弟兄姐妹，愿我们的目光要从孩子的身上，我们转到主的身上。
We need to turn our eyes from our children to the Lord.
我们再来仰望那为我们信心创始成终的主。
We need to fix our eyes on the author and perfecter of faith.
我们显出我们信心的凭据。
We have to show the pledge of our faith.
我们来赞美我们的主。
And we praise our Lord.
我们来仰望我们的主来完成他的工程。
We look to our Lord to accomplish his work.
当这殿根基立的时候。
When the foundation of this temple was laid.
我们看见在那里有大声的呼喊。
We see that there are loud shouts.
老年人大声的哭嚎。
The old men were crying loudly.
少年人大声的欢呼。
And the young men were shouting aloud for joy.
他们在那里众人一同关心神家的建造。
At the time, the multitude all cared about the building of the temple of God.
他们对于神家的建造，他们非常有感觉。
All have this keen sense of the building of the house of God.
他们非常有反应。
They have very quick responses.
弟兄姐妹，你今天对于神家的建造有感觉、有反应吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you today have a keen sense and a response to the building of the house of God?
今天神是不是与我们聚会同在？我们有感觉、有反应吗？
Today, if the Lord has presence, His presence in our meetings, do we have the sense?
今天我们的家能不能彰显主的见证？我们有感觉、有反应吗？
Today, if our family can or cannot manifest the presence of God, do we have a keen sense and a response?
我们感谢主，但当那日，这些见过从前那个旧的圣殿的老年人，他们看见这殿的根基已经立定的时候，他们在那里哭嚎。
We thank the Lord that in verse 12, these old men who have seen the first temple, they wept with a loud voice.
因为他们看见这个规模跟从前所罗门所建的圣殿实在是差得太远了。
Because they see that the scope of this building was indeed so inferior to the Solomon's temple.
虽然规模没得比，然而这却是一个真实的根基，因此他们有反应。
Even though the scope could not be compared, but this is a true building, a true foundation. Therefore, they have a response.
少年人他们比较单纯。
The young people are more simple.
他们不管这个圣殿的到底这个根基是大是小。
They do not care if the foundation is big or small.
但他们知道这是一个真实的根基。
However, they know that this is a true foundation.
他们就欢呼了。
Therefore, they shouted aloud.
我们盼望今天我们对于神建造的工程，我们都有感觉，都有反应。
I desire that all of us have a keen sense and a response to the building of the temple of God.
弟兄姐妹，让我们都起来。关心神家的建造。
So that we can all rise up and to care for the building of the house of God.
叫我们做父母亲的都关心我们孩子的救恩。
So that we as parents care about the salvation of our children.
关心他们属灵的情形。
And we can care about their spiritual condition.
在三年前，我突然明白一件很久不能明白的事情。
Three years ago, I suddenly understood something that I could not understand before.
因为在我来美国之后，有时候跟我父母亲打电话联系。
Because since I came to the States, sometimes I talk to my parents on the phone.
我印象里差不多每一次我父亲都会提醒我说夏天到了不要到海边。
Every time in my memory, my father would say, "Summer is coming. Do not go to the beach."
他几乎每次都提醒我同样的事。
Every time he reminded me the same thing.
到了一个地步，我觉得有点点嫌他啰嗦。
To a certain extent, I felt that he was nagging.
刚开始我想说，可能是他关心他的孙子孙女啊，他们怕他们太小去海边。怕出什么意外。
So originally I thought maybe my father was concerned that because his grandchildren were young and there would be accidents at the beach.
那我就安慰他，我说我们的孩子都上过游泳课，他们都很会游泳的。
So I told my father and comforted him by saying, my children have all taken swim lessons. They are very good at swimming.
他仍然还是提醒我说夏天不要到海边。
But I've said it many times, and he still reminded me in the summertime don't go to the beach.
我一直不明白。
I could not understand.
直到三年前，我父亲他受浸归主。
Until 3 years ago, my father has been baptized into the name of the Lord.
我们差不多每个礼拜啊，主日过后，我都打电话跟他，电话里头有一些交通。
So every week after the Lord's Day, I have some fellowship with him on the phone.
有一天晚上我睡觉的时候
，One time when I was asleep,
好像主突然间叫我想起来。
The Lord reminded me.
在我十多岁的时候。
When I was in my teens,
有一次很难得的，我跟我父亲一起到一个那个水上乐园去。
In this rare occasion, we went to a water park.
因为我成长过程当中，我父亲大多数的时间他都不在，他是海员。
Because I, when I was growing up, my father was a sailor, so he was never near me.
那一次跟他一起去那个水上乐园玩啊，对我印象是很深刻。
So that one time when he took me to the water park, it left a deep impression on me.
那一次发生一件事。
Something happened that time.
就是你要玩一个 ride 呢，你要先他先确定你会游泳哈，你要游过一段那个水呢，才能够去玩。
So there was this ride. You have to pass a swim test before you can get on the ride.
因为我爸是海员哈，他虽然已经年纪很大了，他就扑通就跳下去，然后两三下就到对岸去准备去玩那个。
So because my father was a sailor, he jumped into the water, he swam across the water very quickly, and he was ready to get on the ride.
但是我在这边啊，我就非常的挣扎。
However, I was struggling on this side.
一方面呢，因为我知道我不会游泳。
On one hand, I knew I could not swim.
一方面我又不好意思不跟着他过去。
On the other hand, I was a little embarrassed to not follow him to the other side.
就我就想死就死了，我就跳下去了。
So I said, okay, I'll just die. Let me just jump into the water.
果真是不会游泳。
Truly, I did not know how to swim.
我想主保守那天没有淹死。
However,
不会淹死。
The Lord kept me from being drowned.
反正我用尽所有的能力呢，总算爬到了那个对岸。
I mustered all my strength to crawl over to the other side.
我以为我父亲没看见。
I thought my father did not see.
因为他一直没有跟我说任何的事。
Because he never said a word to me about this.
直到三年前，突然间我明白了。
Until 3 years ago, suddenly I understood.
我父亲知道我不会游泳。
My father knew I did not know how to swim.
他又不好意思伤我的自尊心。
And he is afraid to hurt my ego.
他就每年提醒我说不要到海边去。
So every year he reminded me not to go to the beach.
弟兄姐妹，我们想到我们地上的父母亲这样子关心他们孩子的生命。
We see that earthly parents care so much about the lives of their children in the flesh.
姐妹，我们怎么能够不关心我们孩子的救恩呢
？How can we not be concerned about the salvation of our children？
如果我们的孩子还没有蒙恩得救
，If our children have not been saved by grace，
你怎么不为他祷告呢
？How could you not pray for them？
你怎么不盼望他早一天能够蒙恩得救
？How could you not desire for them to be saved by grace earlier？
能够得着这宝贵永远的生命
，so that they can gain this precious eternal life。
愿早晨主来更新变化我们。
May the Lord transform and renew us this morning.
叫我们能够看重神所看重的。
So that we can highly esteem things that God highly esteems.
好叫我们能够在一个真实宝贵不动摇的根基上来建造我们的孩子。
So that we can build our children on a true, firm foundation.
因为我们对于神家建造的工作，我们有一个真实的反应。
May we also have a true reaction to the building of the house of God.
我们有一个从心里面真实的感觉。
So from our heart, we can have this keen sense.
愿神的建造工程早日的完成。
So that the building work of God will be accomplished soon.
主就回来接我们。
And the Lord will come to receive us soon.
那我们一起低头，再有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a further word of prayer.